Hello, everyone. You are listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver. I am Emily, the host of Muzak for the Observant. And yes, welcome to Muzak for the Observant on CITR 101.9. I went to Shindig last night, which is CITR's Battle of the Bands. That's happening every Tuesday all the way into December. And it was a great start to the competition. Lots of talent, lots of good sweaters. The winner of night one was Pavel, who, instead of exalting their virtues verbally, I'm just going to go ahead and play one of their songs. Great local talent. Yeah, and you should check out Shindig. There's lots of, yeah, great local talent. It's a great local venue. If you haven't been to Pat's Pub, you are missing out on what I believe is a true icon in Vancouver's otherwise homogenized nightlife. But yeah, I will bring you the song All Right from Pavel from the album Sick. Here we go.
Seven temples, wandering Jew in my feet, taking a long stroll through these old growth jungles, wonders buried underneath. Do you ever feel like you've seen it all before? Maybe I just saw it on TV.
smile is all I see. How I long to see the sunrise in your eyes. Oh, how I long for the moments to take you by surprise. Climb the highest tower, I look at the top of the trees. Call to the birds, they don't seem to hear. My heart beats like a rabbit running from its prey. As I run from love, the only thing I fear. This is where the king sits, feathers in his ringlets, while his queen, she's lost at sea. He waits for battle and he herds them in like cattle, and lost only without love he'll forever be. How I long to see the sunrise in your eyes. You by surprise. Yeah, how I long to see the sunrise in your eyes. Oh, how I long for the moments to take you by surprise.
Welcome back to the part of the show where Emily talks. We just heard Pavel, who was the winner of the first night of Shindig. So moving on to the next round, we heard the song All Right by Pavel. And then after that, we heard Take You by Surprise by Marin Patinode, who is from Vancouver, actually, which is super cool. She has a very, very lovely voice. Reminds me of sort of bluegrass vocals that I heard in my parents' house growing up. So very nice, nostalgic feeling. I think we're just going to launch right into the next song. It's called Run River Run by Curdy. Here we go.
Thank you.
That was Curdy with Run River Run. Also, an incredibly lovely voice. Also, it reminds me a lot of the sort of, yeah, Alison Krauss, female bluegrass vocalist that I heard growing up. So I'm a big fan of those two songs. They really take me back. Back to bring you more after these messages.
To my eyes, the last Sunday of every month from 11 to 5, won't you hear with me?
Do you have no direction?
Are you trying to make sense of this absurd existence that we experience on a daily basis?
Do you wish to find meaning in this existential quagmire that is the daily grind?
Well, come on down to CITR for Volunteer Wednesdays from 11 to 1 p.m. every week and find your meaning in life. No experience is necessary, so what are you waiting for, Sisyphus? Life is knocking.
Y'all recognize the voice on that promo? Yep, it me. I was really stoked on that promo because it speaks to a particular audience, the subset of the population prone to crippling existential despair. In other words, exactly who I was before I started coming into CITR. And and exactly who I continue to be, actually. But CITR definitely didn't make it worse. Anyway, y'all should check out Volunteer Wednesdays from 11 to 1 on, you guessed it, Wednesday, with our stupendous volunteer director, Rach. And with that, we're going to play another song. It's called Female Vampire. I consider myself a female vampire, about 60% of the time. So yeah, the song is called Female Vampire by Jenny Havel. Hope you enjoy.
Transient, restless.
Okay, that was Jenny Havel with Female Vampire. That is a great album all the way through. I had a lot of trouble picking which song off that I wanted to play. The album is called Blood Bitch, by the way. So I think before I continue, I want to say something. The more I do this show, I guess, the more I'm realizing I can really say whatever I want. And I mostly use that to ramble incoherently, which is something I love and consider myself proficient at. But I thought today I'd say something a little bit different, seeing as it's midterm season for us students here at UBC, and the air here is just saturated with cortisol. I just want to say I think we have a tendency to convince ourselves that our situation or our struggle or our hurt or our stress is harder or worse and deeper than everyone else's. And I think part of the reason we do this is to validate that struggle for ourselves. And I think that validating our struggle for ourselves is incredibly important. I also think that assigning it such a extreme degree of uniqueness can be incredibly isolating. Because if you can't look out into the world and see that other people who have felt the same way you feel have come out the other side, you can't establish or ground the hope that you will too. But on the other hand, I think we're equally likely to invalidate ourselves and discount our situation as not that bad, with notions like, you know, there's someone out there who has it much worse. And I think this is equally isolating and equally harmful, because if you don't admit to yourself that your pain is real, you're unable to look it in the eye and say, yes, this is hard, and begin sort of to give yourself the self-compassion you need to beat on. What I wanted to say is that both of these tendencies are harmful in extremes. I think we need to be able to affirm our struggle without severing ourselves from the experiences or feelings we do share with others. It's true that no one has ever had your specific constellation of experiences, memories, trauma, but everyone in some way overlaps with you. And now when everyone's writing tests or having bad days at work and coming home exhausted and just giving everyone dirty looks on the 99, just remember that you are unique, just like everybody else, and your life is a gosh darn mess, and so is everybody else's. Here's Emily bringing you the soundtrack to your hot mess of a life here on Muzak the Observant on CITR 101.9 FM. I guess that was the observant part of the show, and now we're going to bring you back to the music with an artist called We Are Wolves with a song called Wicked Games off the album Wrong. This is also a great album. The album color scheme is also really, really aesthetically pleasing. It's like this sort of neon salmon and black. It looks great. We should really work on creating neon salmons. The song is Wicked Games by We Are Wolves.
Can take you violently. Everyone loves Portland, Oregon, with the food carts, craft beer, and bike lanes. What's not to love? Well, for starters, Portland is the whitest major city in America, and that's not a coincidence. For the last 2.5 decades, Albina, Portland's traditional black neighborhood, has been uprooted by market-driven gentrification and exclusionary city policies. Other cities, such as San Francisco, Vancouver, and New Orleans, are struggling with similar issues of gentrification and economic displacement. In Vancouver-based author Matt Hearn's new book, titled What a City is For in Remaking the Politics of Displacement, he investigates gentrification in the 21st century. On Friday, October 21st, at SFU's Gold Corp for the Center of the Arts, join him at the book launch with several other speakers. The event is free and open to the public, but requires registration. For details and registration, visit the SFU Woodward's Facebook page online.
Tune in every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. for A Little Bit of Soul with your host, Jade Park. A Little Bit of Soul plays primarily old recordings of jazz, swing, big band, blues, oldies, and Motown.
Hello, and Welcome back again to the part of the show where Emily talks. We just went on a three-part musical adventure, which by that I mean we played three songs in a row. Big day for me and the transition board. So just a quick recap of the last three tracks we heard. First was Wicked Games by We Are Wolves, followed by What Doth Life by Zoo Strategies, who are actually from Vancouver. And I recognized one of the artist names in the band from my philosophy class. So shout out to them. And then after those ads was DS Laurie with the track It Happens. I wanted to reward those of you who sat through my little segment of brooding observation with some good old music, actually good new music here on Music for the Observant on CITR 101.9. But those songs were also pretty brooding, especially the last one. They tag their album on Bandcamp with the tag Nihilist, which is how you know they're serious about being angsty. I too am serious about being angsty, so I respect that they're not trying to hide it. But I think for the rest of the show, we're going to lighten it up a little bit. I don't know if you'll consider this lightening up. I do. These like next three songs are positively cheery by my standards. But we'll see what you think. The first one is called Buffalo Child by Sunshine and the Blue Moon. And then we're going to listen to a song called The Spills by Wizard, which is all in caps and has two A's and only one Z. That's what's going to happen now. I'll stop talking. Goodbye. Okay, I was worried about that track there for a little while. I was like, oh no, it's going to be depressing and everyone's going to think that that's what I consider cheery. And I would like you to know that I have slightly, you know, I'm not so atypical that the beginning of that song was what I would necessarily call cheery. But then the groove and the funk picked up a little bit. And the groove is only going to keep amping from here on. That song, I should just mention again, was Buffalo Child by Sunshine and the Blue Moon from Thunder Bay, Ontario. And next, actually, we're going to play a song by Wizard, one Z, two A's, not really sure how to say that, who describe themselves as psychedelic pop funk, made by your friends in Montreal. So if you didn't have friends in Montreal, now you do. They're called Wizard. They have a album called Starfish Buffet. These are probably good things to know now that you're friends. Stop being such a bad friend, everyone. Just you should know. Yeah, the song is called The Spills. And then after that, I think I'm just going to go straight into the last track of today's show by Royal Canoe. It's called Somersault. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for Cue It Up with John Q coming up next. Yeah, and you have been listening to Muzak for the Observant on CITR 101.9. I'm your host, Emily. We've been broadcasting live from midterm season. So here we go with The Spills by Wizard.
Yeah, look, Francis, what's the matter with your fucking phone, man? They never answer the phone? They put it on hold for the whole weekend? Anyway, it's Jeff here. Today I'm stalking you. Okay, so stalk me back. Give me a threat or something. Okay, have a nice day, Batman.
Maternelle. every day, fold my limbs in to bend my body, making a shape for the guests at my party. I can't stop, I walk on my hands till my arms give up and let me in. Spin me like a top and I'll blur at the edges. I'm digging deep, drilling down, unattended. I'll carve out a moment in the middle of the whole hollowed out and settle in. Prepping myself for the fall exhibition. Scrub off the spots that I got till I'm all alone inside my skin. Look at me shining it down in the garden. All of my sweat and all of my pardon. I can't help staring at the dark when the shadow gives up and I'll begin.
Lie down in the backseat, fumbling matches slowly.